Hey, Mama. I know getting meals on the table for your family can feel tough, especially finding weeknight-friendly meals that everyone in the family will love. There's a good chance it's why you're here, at least I hope so. Helping moms take the stress out of feeding their family is my biggest passion. It's why I share with you here, and it's why I created the Healthy Mama Cooking Club. If you've ever wished this podcast came with a weekly done-for-you dinner plan with a shopping list and meal prep tips, or maybe a recipe library with over 200 family-friendly recipes, cooking tips, how-tos, and hacks? Well, it does, and it's all in the Healthy Mama Cooking Club over on Patreon. Starting at just $3 a month for access to our 200-plus recipe vault with printable PDF recipes, or $5 a month for weekly done-for-you dinner plans, plus the recipe vault and bonus podcasts every month, the Healthy Mama Cooking Club is the dinnertime solution you're looking for. Head to patreon.com/healthymamachris or click the link in the show notes to try it out for a week free and join over 130 other busy mamas making weeknight meals work with the Healthy Mama Cooking Club. I can't wait to see you in there. All right, let's get on with the episode. April is here, which means it is time for all of the spring produce and the fresh flavors. Welcome back to my new monthly series where I share with you 10 meals my family is loving as of late and that you can add to your meal plan this month. Does cooking feel like a struggle more often than you want to admit? Do school lunches get boring after the third week, and even cereal for breakfast sometimes feels like too much effort? Let alone feeding yourself and your family meals with vegetables they'll actually eat? If you're a busy mama like me, you can probably relate. I'm Chris Dovniak, and welcome to My Healthy Mama Kitchen. I'm a trained chef, culinary nutritionist, and mama of two, and I'm here to guide you in making healthy eating easy and accessible by simplifying your meal plan, demystifying meal prep, taking the stress out of weeknight dinners, and helping you learn to cook your family delicious, nutrient-dense meals along the way without spending hours in the kitchen or thousands of dollars a month at Whole Foods. In this podcast, I'm here to share my best tips, tools, and hacks for your real-life Healthy Mama Kitchen with a side of humor and sometimes a little bit of spice. So grab your favorite apron and let's get cooking. Welcome back to the Healthy Mama Kitchen podcast. I'm Chris Dovniak. I'm the founder of Healthy Mama Chris. I am a trained chef and a busy mom, just like you. So the recipes and the meal ideas that I share here are geared towards busy moms, just like you. I know that sometimes it's intimidating when I tell you right off the bat that I'm a chef, but it is a huge part of who I am. But more importantly, I'm a busy mom, just like you. I work as a recipe developer and a personal chef, and life is busy for me too. So getting meals on the table is just as busy for my family as it probably is for you, maybe in different ways. But I always aim to share realistic, doable, weeknight recipes and meal ideas for you and your family. And this new series I started last month is all about giving you some inspiration for meals to make this month based on seasonal ingredients, based on the meals that my family has been loving as of late. I have a 10-year-old and a 6-year-old and a husband, so I'm feeding a family of four, and my family all has different food preferences as well. My older daughter is very adventurous. My younger daughter is a little bit more selective. My husband eats pretty much everything except for olives, even though we do still serve meals with olives. He just picks them off. He's a good sport. And I, of course, am a huge foodie and love a lot of variety in our meals, and I'm consistently developing new recipes as well. But every single month, we have a handful of meals that really stand out that my family loves or are ongoing family favorites. So I started this series to share some of those recipes with all of you. Recipes that were either hits in our family or are some of our family favorites. If you want to hear everything that my family ate over the past month, you can check out my What We Ate episodes over on Patreon in the Healthy Mama Cooking Club, patreon.com/healthymamachris. I started sharing those episodes over there in January, so there are 3 months worth of episodes over there for the last 3 months of the year, and I'll continue to share them throughout the year as well. So I basically go through pretty much breakfast, lunch, and dinner, what we ate the whole month, whatever happens in our busy lives. Last month, we had family in town for a while, we had friends in town, we traveled, and we were at home for a bit, so it was kind of a little bit of everything, but these are some of the meals that stood out to us over the month. So before we dive in, let's talk a little bit about what is in season generally in the month of April. So there are some ingredients, or I should say produce items, that are kind of available year-round, things like apples and bananas and hydroponic cucumbers and tomatoes, things like that. But I really want to focus on the produce items that are in season at the farmer's market, or will be in season soon at the farmer's market. And I try and highlight some of these in the meals that I share with you as well. So a few things that are in season or coming into season in April are artichokes. I actually made steamed artichokes, and I have a video that I am posting today or tomorrow when this comes out to the Healthy Mama Cooking Club sharing how to steam artichokes. They're so good, dipped in some garlic butter. My kids loved them. I don't think I've ever done fresh artichokes for them before, which I know it's a crime, but my husband's had them before and we had a lot of fun eating them. They get less expensive as the season goes on and they're more available. They're a bit expensive right now. They're about $4 a pop for me when I bought them at Whole Foods. But as they're in season, they're a little bit less expensive. But steamed artichokes are just such a good side dish. They're also good sliced and grilled or pan-seared. They're good in pasta. They're delicious alongside fish. I love artichokes. So if you haven't done steamed artichokes or grilled artichokes, you've got to try them this season. Asparagus is in season as well. It starts to get really, really good in April. I love simply roasted asparagus, or I love to blanch asparagus and chop it up and add it to salads as well. Or usually I chop it and then blanch it, like my spring farro salad that is in the spring mix and match family meal plan for the Healthy Mama Cooking Club that just came out today. Blueberries are starting to come into season. They're not quite in season yet in kind of the Northeast. Well, I shouldn't say not quite in season. They're not going to be in season until the summer. But right now, they're in season down south. And so if you're anywhere near the southern U.S., blueberries are starting to become in season. So they're going to be more delicious at the grocery store when you get them. I also love adding them to a salad. Of course, I love adding blueberries to smoothies. I love adding them to overnight oats. We use a lot of blueberries in our house. Bok choy is coming into season, as are many leafy greens starting to pop up, like spring greens, collard greens, kale are all starting to pop up as well. I love bok choy simply sauteed with some sesame oil, garlic, and ginger. It's really good on any Asian-inspired bowls. I have a miso beef bowl in the winter cookbook for the cooking club, and that one's really delicious. But any sort of Asian-inspired bowl, my umami bowl in my Balance in a Bowl book, it's not specifically in either of these bowls, but my teriyaki salmon bowl or my chicken teriyaki bowl in my Balance in a Bowl book, it's also really good with those. Anything Asian inspired, bok choy is an Asian green, is really, really good. So I love that in the springtime. Broccoli is coming into season. We love broccoli just simply roasted. We love it on top of a bowl. We love it in my cheesy quinoa broccoli casserole. We eat roasted broccoli so often in my house. It's kind of insane. So I'm almost always chopping up some broccoli during my meal prep to just roast up really fast. It's also really good in the air fryer. Speaking of the teriyaki salmon bowls, we'll do a really quick teriyaki salmon bowl with some broccoli that I cook in the air fryer and some air-fried teriyaki salmon. Both of those recipes are on my website, by the way, and I will link any of the recipes that I mention that are on my website as well, and we'll serve that up with some rice or coconut rice as well. Cabbage is coming into season, so green cabbage or red cabbage. I love cabbage in a slaw. I am a big slaw fan. Speaking of bowls again, I love a honey lime slaw in a bowl. I also really love any sort of creamy slaw with anything barbecue. So I have a barbecue chicken bowl, so we'll make barbecue brisket and I will serve a slaw next to that. So many different options. My Bang Bang shrimp bowls are also have that honey lime slaw as well. We eat a lot of bowls in my house. Not surprisingly, I came out with a bowls book earlier last year because they're one of our most frequent meals. But slaw is so easy because you can either buy the bag of slaw itself or chop up some cabbage, and you have a ton of cabbage to use for different recipes. I also put cabbage in tacos for some extra crunch. My Korean-inspired beef tacos or fish tacos as well. Cabbage is just so good, and I feel like it's super underrated. And I also love Napa cabbage. I have a video coming out to the cooking club on how to cut Napa cabbage. That was a member request, and I have a really delicious salad in the spring cookbook in the cooking club for a sesame crunch salad with Napa cabbage and red cabbage as two of the bases. So it's almost like a giant slaw. I use rotisserie chicken and a really easy sesame ginger dressing. It's really, really flavorful and great for meal prep as well. Carrots are coming into season. I don't think I need to tell you what to do with carrots. You can roast them. You can shred them. You can add them to a carrot cake smoothie. You can make a quick little carrot salad that's also great for your hormones. Thanks to Dr. Heather Rhodes for telling me that. Citrus is still in season. It's the end of the season for citrus, but definitely still get all of your fresh citrus as it's still in season. Your lemons and your limes and your oranges are all good right now. I love a citrus dressing in the springtime. My spring farro salad I mentioned has a honey lemon dressing that's super good. I already mentioned greens are nice and fresh in the springtime, so you have some of your heartier greens like collard greens. I love collard greens as a wrap. So if you use them as either kind of like a rice paper wrap, like a spring roll, so you can do an Asian-inspired spring roll style wrap with collards, or you can just use them to wrap whatever you would normally wrap, like a sandwich, but you have a green on the outside. I also love kale, of course. I love kale as a kale Caesar or a superfood kale salad. I have been making for years and I really need to re-photograph that. You basically just add a bunch of berries and a really good like sweet and creamy avocado dressing. I add hemp seeds and kind of whatever nuts I have on hand to give it some crunch. It's really, really good. Of course, your spring greens and your arugula are coming into season as well. My favorite way to serve arugula is just with some lemon juice, kosher salt, and good quality olive oil. I toss it all together and usually serve it with some fresh grated Parmesan on top. It is my favorite. It's so good. I serve it all spring and summer long as a side. Peas are coming into season. I love fresh spring peas. Snap peas, snow peas, and English peas are all in season. So I love adding those to salads. I'll blanch them first, or just snacking on snap peas are one of my favorite veggies to snack on. Pineapples are coming into season. They're actually in peak season in the springtime as well. I love making a pineapple salsa, my salsa verde pork bowls. Those are in the cooking club and also in my 30-day family weeknight meal calendar, weeknight family meal calendar. I'll link that down below. And so you can download that. And my salsa verde pork bowls with the pineapple salsa are in there as well. So good. Potatoes are coming into season, especially new potatoes. I love making smashed potatoes. That's been a family favorite recently. I made a cherry balsamic glazed pork chop recipe for the spring meal plan, and we served it with smashed potatoes on the side. Basically, you boil the potatoes whole until they're soft in some salted water, smash them with the bottom of a cup, which is just so fun to do, and then roast them in the oven for about 20-25 minutes until they're nice and crispy. They're super good. Radishes are coming into season too. I love radishes on a salad. I also love them roasted. If you've never roasted radishes, you are missing out. You have to try roasted radishes. I also have radishes in my spring farro salad I mentioned, and I like using the mandolin to get them really, really thin because I know that they can have a bit of a sharp flavor. They're also just really delicious with a sprinkle of salt on top as a snack. I think that's a French thing. They might do radishes with butter as well. If you're French, please let me know if that's something that you do. I know not all French people do the same thing, but I think it's a French thing. But growing up, my mom used to eat radishes with a bit of salt on top, and I kind of got into that habit as well. They're really tasty. It kind of cuts through that sharpness of radishes. And then last but not least, strawberries. Like I said, our Florida strawberries are in season now, and they're so good on a salad. I have a balsamic steak salad. Lots of balsamic. I get into balsamic in the spring and summer. So I have a balsamic marinated steak salad with strawberries and blue cheese and a really delicious herby vinaigrette for the spring meal plan. Again, I'm going to keep low-key promoting it just because there are so many good recipes on that spring meal plan. If you are already a Cooking Club Family Chef member, then you will get that. You already have the meal plan. And if you're not yet, you can come and join us and try it out for a week free. And if you love it as much as I think you will, there's so many recipes, there's over 200 recipes in there, then you can join us as a family chef. It's only $10 a month and you get that mix and match family cookbook as well as everything else. You get all the recipes, the weekly meal plans, you get the bonus podcasts, the quick tips, the chats, all the things. So, shameless self-promotion, because I love the Cooking Club. I love all of the ladies in the Cooking Club, and I love creating recipes for you. I said ladies, but people in the Cooking Club, because we invite everyone in the Cooking Club. It's the Healthy Mama Cooking Club, but I know we've got some dads in there too, so all are welcome to the Healthy Mama Cooking Club. Okay, now that we have talked about what's in season and we're already 15 minutes in, let's get into some recipes. I will link all of these in the show notes or link where to get them in the show notes as well. So some of these are a part of my 30-day weeknight recipe calendar that I shared over on Instagram. I shared 30 recipes in the month of March over on Instagram, and we loved them. Some of these were second tests that I made during the month when I went to go film the recipe, and my family really, really loved all of these. So I'm not going to share all 30 of them with you today. Almost all of these are in the recipe calendar. It's 100% free. So I'll put the link down below. You just add your email and you'll get an email back from me with that recipe calendar attached. It's clickable and you'll be able to get all of those recipes to give you some inspiration for your April meal plan. So without further ado, number one, loaded Cobb salads. My family loves a Cobb salad. I mean, who doesn't love a Cobb salad? It is like the ultimate loaded salad. We start with a base of romaine. My family loves crispy romaine lettuce, crunchy romaine lettuce. And all of this can be meal prepped, by the way. I love meal prepping Cobb salads because everything's ready to go and we can just throw it together as a really easy base meal. So I had a whole episode on satisfying salads on Monday, so I won't spend too much time on the loaded Cobb salads because I went through exactly how I make them in that episode. So I will link that episode down below, but essentially crunchy romaine lettuce, tomatoes, red onion, or you could use green onions as well, my perfect pan-seared chicken, blue cheese, or you could use a feta or a goat cheese instead as well, some sort of crumbly cheese, bacon, chopped bacon, and or avocado on top as well. If I use avocado, I do a little sprinkle of salt to get a little bit of that brininess, but you do get that from the cheese as well. And then I add some chopped hard-cooked eggs and my homemade herb ranch dressing to the top as well. So those are a family favorite. No one complains when I bring out the Cobb salads, and they're really easy to meal prep. Number two, buffalo chicken burgers. I was actually surprised how much the kids love these. And actually, my oldest first comment when I made these, I think it was back in February, was that they should be a little bit spicier. So we added a bit of chili powder or cayenne to give them a little bit more of a kick, but they're pretty mild in and of themselves. You can adjust the flavor. They have that, or the spiciness, they have that buffalo vibe to them, but they are not super spicy. They're really flavorful though. It's brown chicken and you mix them with some breadcrumbs and egg and some chopped celery, some green onions, some blue cheese. So this is a great recipe to pair with the Cobb salad if you have some leftover blue cheese. Of course, that buffalo sauce, some spices, mix them all together. They hold together really well. So they're great on the grill or a grill pan or a cast iron. We will either serve them on top of a toasted brioche bun, or I've been eating them as a lettuce wrap, and we'll make some air fryer sweet potato fries on the side. That recipe's on my website as well. Both of these recipes are on my website. So the buffalo chicken burgers are one that I think is definitely going to stay in this season for spring and summer. Number three, my spring chicken and wild rice soup with lemon and dill. Now, I will admit, My older daughter is not the biggest fan of the soup because she doesn't like dill. And that kid is super adventurous. I've told the story of her ordering octopus at a recipe several times before. One of the few things, very few things she doesn't like is dill, but she will still tolerate this soup even though she doesn't like dill. She'll tell me she likes this soup, but she doesn't like dill. So it's essentially a twist on your classic chicken soup, but with the addition of lemon, dill, and cooked wild rice. So it has some texture to it, and it really has that bright flavor that's perfect for spring. That spring farro salad I mentioned recently also has dill in it. It's one of my favorite fresh herbs for the springtime. So that's a good one to pair with the spring farro salad for a meal prep or with my Greek wraps or my Greek bowls that I mentioned last month. If you listened to last month's episode, that would be a good pairing as well to use up the rest of that dill. Or you could also use the fourth meal that I have on the list. I will admit, this one we actually didn't eat last month. This one we have on the meal plan this month, but I created it last year, and I know that my family loves this one. So this is one that I decided to add to the list because it's such a good one for April. So my sheet pan garlic butter salmon with roasted asparagus and potatoes and dill yogurt sauce. My 10-year-old just keeps the dill yogurt sauce off of it, but you just use a really simple garlic butter sauce on the salmon. You roast it up with potatoes and asparagus. There's so much flavor, especially with the dill yogurt sauce, and a very simple sheet pan meal. This is one that's a staple for us in the springtime. We made it like 4 or 5 times last spring. So it's one I'm going to bring back this spring. And we always have salmon in our freezer from ButcherBox, not sponsored. We just love ButcherBox. And so they are just a staple in our house. I love a sheet pan meal that actually works and everything doesn't get mushy. And this is one that works really well. Number 5, spring roll bowls with ginger shrimp. These are in my Balance in a Bowl cookbook and in my spring meal plan for the Healthy Mama Cooking Club. And these have a really delicious peanut sauce that goes on top. And as a bonus, I love to serve these one night and the next night use the leftover peanut sauce for shortcut peanut bowls. Or peanut meatball bowls, I should say. I love getting the meatball, the pre-made chicken meatballs from Trader Joe's, and I'll cook up some coconut rice, make a really quick sesame slaw back to that cabbage we mentioned, or just grab some slaw mix, make it even more shortcut, and some roasted broccoli. So I'll do a sesame lime slaw, some coconut rice, those meatballs that I'll cook in the air fryer, and some roasted broccoli, and drizzle the rest of that peanut sauce over top. So good. But the spring roll bowls have a base of rice noodles or rice. They have cucumbers. They have mango. They have that ginger shrimp. You can add whatever you want to on top, but any fresh ingredients like red cabbage. And I do bell pepper on top. I'm trying to remember off the top of my head what's on them. There's so much. Anything you would put in a spring roll or a summer roll that you would get at a Thai or Vietnamese restaurant is what you would put on top of these bowls. You can mix and match whatever you want on top of them. Drizzle that peanut sauce on top. They're really fresh and also really flavorful, packed with fiber. So they're a really great spring meal. Number 6, pasta primavera with lemon garlic chicken. Now, the lemon garlic marinated chicken is an exclusive for that weeknight meal calendar that I mentioned. They're also in the cooking club. All of these are in the Healthy Mama Cooking Club. So if you're a cooking club member, these are all in the recipe vault. I've been working at loading all of the recipes from that 30 days into the recipe vault in the cooking club as well. But the pasta primavera has been a longtime favorite in our house, and we wanted to up the protein. So we added a lemon garlic marinated chicken to it, and it's so, so good together. And the pasta primavera has lots of fresh spring vegetables. It's got some zucchini and yellow squash and pepper and onion and a lemony parmesan sauce that's so tasty. And we just, my kids eat it up. It's packed with vegetables and they love it, especially with the lemon garlic chicken, which just takes it to the next level. So that pasta primavera recipe is on my website, and the lemon garlic chicken with it is either in the cooking club or in that 30-day free recipe calendar. Number 7 and number 8 go together. I could not mention these recipes in this episode because my family loves barbecue. And as we get into the spring and summer, they love all the barbecue flavors. I make my own homemade barbecue sauce. It is the one recipe I will never share because I have my own secret recipe for barbecue sauce. I usually make it for family and friends as like a special treat for usually the holidays or in the summertime. But it's one that I hold close to my heart. But I will mix whatever your favorite barbecue sauce is, my favorite barbecue sauce, with a little bit of honey and add it to the top of some pork tenderloin that I gently sear with my coffee barbecue rub, or you can use whatever rub you want to, and roast it in the oven with some sweet potatoes. It's a very simple sheet pan meal that my family went wild for the first time I made it. We also love serving this up with some simple slaw, just your classic creamy slaw. But wow, did my family love this and beg for it again, like immediately. And oftentimes pork tenderloins will come in a pack of two. So I will make two. And with the second one, I will make pork tenderloin sliders. Both of these are on that recipe calendar I mentioned. And the sliders are just brioche buns or whatever slider buns you want to do. If you're gluten-free and you don't have a gluten-free slider bun available, I'm sure there are some, but I can't think of any off the top of my head right now. You can use dinner rolls, or you can use whatever, you know, your regular size buns as well, and just add a little bit more pork to it. So I make a really easy garlic mayo. I broil some onions. You can also grill these, but I know it's not quite grilling season for a lot of us yet. And so I will add the garlic mayo, the leftover pork, the broiled onions, some cheese. Actually, I add the cheese first, broil that in the oven until it's nice and bubbly, and then add the broiled onions to the top, some arugula, add the top of the buns that I usually just brush with some Dijon mustard. Oh my gosh, they are so, so good. I could eat about six of them, but usually I stick to like three. They're great with a side salad for a really quick dinner. The broiled onions take a little bit of time, but the tenderloin's already done. The garlic mayo takes 2 minutes. It's a very quick, delicious leftover dinner. Number nine, we're getting to the last two, is my Mediterranean braised whitefish with orzo. You guys, this recipe is one that I feel like people slept on in the cooking club. I didn't hear a lot about it, but it is one of my favorites I created in all of 2023 last year. It is a really simply seared whitefish. I take tomatoes and I broil them, or I guess I roast them in the oven with some garlic, add that seared whitefish to the tomatoes, make a really quick sauce with some fresh herbs and olives and capers and lemon juice, pour that over the top, cook it in the oven until it's nice and bubbly, serve it over orzo. It has all of my favorite flavors of the Mediterranean. Oh my gosh, it's so good. You have to try this one, promise? You have to try this one. Even if you're not a huge whitefish fan, this one will get you. The fish just falls apart in the best way. It's so, so good. And then last but not least, we're going to round it out with another shortcut recipe because I love a shortcut recipe. And I know that there are three burger/sandwiches on this menu, but I feel like in the spring and the summer, we need those quick meals. And they're easily modified to gluten-free. You can just use a gluten-free bun or alternative bun as well. Like I mentioned, the lettuce wraps for the buffalo chicken burgers work really, really well. Now, these I recommend a bun, but they're so easy to find a substitute. A shortcut hot honey chicken sandwich, and the same thing with the chicken as well. So you just use a gluten-free pre-made chicken, pre-made breaded chicken that I love to cook in the air fryer so it's nice and crispy, and I toss in a really easy hot honey sauce with hot honey and butter. And, you know, this is one of those that's, yeah, maybe a little bit more indulgent, but it is fast. It tastes like something that you can get at a food truck, but you made it at home. I make a quick slaw to put on top, pickles, serve this up with a salad or some roasted sweet potatoes or air fryer sweet potato fries. So good. You've got to make that one this spring. Also on the recipe calendar, like I mentioned, so many of these recipes are on that free recipe calendar or on my website. And I just In the spring and the summer, I love leaning into these quick and easy meals where we can focus, I can focus less on spending time in the kitchen in the evening and more time on spending time with my family, going outside. We've been really into doing evening after dinner walks again. So my family's just kind of ready to eat their dinner really fast and go out and do our after dinner walk. Sometimes we'll have a good pop. If you haven't tried those, they're these really great all natural fruit sweetened popsicles. And so we'll get them from Publix and or Whole Foods, and we'll grab a good pop and we'll go for a walk around the neighborhood. Sometimes the kids will bike or scooter. Sometimes we'll go see Gary the Gator around the corner at the park across the street, and we will just have a nice little time. And so a lot of the meals that I've been making lately are sheet pan meals and salads and burgers and meals that come together fast but are packed with flavor and nutrients as well. Maybe the last one, definitely a shortcut, but we all need a shortcut from time to time, right? We can round that out with our Cobb salads and our sheet pan meals because it's all about balance. And so these are some of the recipes that we have enjoyed in the last month and or in the spring season. So I hope you will try some of these. If you do try them, please tag me over on Instagram at Healthy Mama Chris. I want to hear how you're enjoying them. I want to see your pictures of your recipes as well. Or come over to the Healthy Mama Cooking Club if you're a member and share them in our recipe photo chat thread. I love seeing when you're making these recipes and what you are loving. So definitely reach out if you make them. I hope you enjoy all of these. I hope I gave you some inspiration for seasonal foods to play with this season, this April. It's a busy month for us. So I'm excited to see what recipes that we really lean into this month and that we really love. And I'm excited to share some more of our favorites with you in May. So that is what I have for you today. I would like to try and keep these episodes pretty short and sweet. But as usual, I was talkative when it comes to food. Surprise, surprise. But thank you for being here. As usual, I hope you enjoy this bonus episode and I'll catch you in the next one. Until next time, happy cooking.
Thank you for listening to my podcast.
Friend, thank you so much for listening to another episode of the Healthy Mama Kitchen Podcast. Don't forget to subscribe wherever you love to listen to podcasts so you never miss a cooking tip. If you've been loving this podcast, it would mean so much to me if you left a rating and review on Apple Podcasts. It truly makes a difference in how many other busy cooks find this show and lets me know what you're loving and want to hear more of. For show notes and links to all the recipes and tools I mention, head to healthymamachris.com/podcast. For daily eats, cooking tips, and family-friendly shortcut dinner ideas, be sure to follow along over on Instagram at Healthy Mama Chris. Remember, cooking for your family may not always feel easy, but it can be simple.